Senator Scott.
Yes, Mr. Patterson.
A friend of mine's in today and telling me about some panel he saw you on with, I think, Salt and Saul and Pastore, and said that you were very partial to me and very generous, and I won't tell you how much I appreciated your friendship.
Well, sir, I want you to know that we're just praying for you.
Well, I need it. I never needed it more in my life, and I need your friendship, and I just appreciate it. And of course, we'll have differences as members of both parties always do, but we will disagree without being disagreeable.
You were always that way.
Well,
I'm only too anxious to help you wherever you can. And
well,
I'll tell you this: whenever the chips are down in foreign policy, and you need one vote, you've got to.
You've always been a good American, and I appreciate it, but I didn't want you to think that I just took your friendship for granted. I did like what I heard last night, and he told a little group sitting around the house dinner and how much it impressed him, and I'm damn glad that you're not running in Texas, because he'd vote Republican, and we got more of them down there than we need anyway.
Well, sir, we have to have our differences, and if sometimes on the floor, you know, I sound... Pretty partisan. I know you're one who will understand it.
I sure do. Thank you, my friend. I want you to know it. I appreciate it.
Please, may I say my best to
Lady Bird? This is Marion, Miss
Fred. Oh, howdy, my dear.
May I please send my very best to Lady Bird?
I surely will.
And she's going to take good care of you.
She will, and she'll be glad to hear from you.
On the other phone, listening with a great pleasure.
She'll be glad to hear from you, and I'll tell her when I go home tonight.
Well, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.